This is Dr. Kenny Bramwell. I'm an emergency room physician at St. Luke's. When I treat victims of a car crash, I can usually tell who was buckled up and who wasn't just by the severity of the injuries. That's because the worst injuries occur when a person is not buckled up, and kids who aren't in booster seats at the time of a crash are four times more likely to sustain a serious head or neck injury. Not only do these injuries affect the victims and their families, they're also expensive to treat. In fact, Idaho taxpayers pay millions in medical costs each year to treat unbuckled victims of car crashes. So please, remember to properly restrain yourself and your loved ones while driving on Idaho's roads. You just may avoid a needless tragedy.
This is Lieutenant Kedrick Wills of the Idaho State Police. Idaho law enforcement has zero tolerance for unbuckled children and adults. That's why Idaho's seatbelt law is strictly enforced. Be responsible. Click it. Don't risk it. This life-saving message brought to you by the Idaho Transportation Department.